Hello, my name is Thea. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, I actually have an appointment for Monday.
For the COVID test?
Yes, the vaccine.
Vaccine? Okay, what can I do for you?
So I had a couple questions. What do I need to bring with me, do you know, to the vaccine site?
To the vaccine? Okay, so all you need is your ID, a valid ID. Have you had your first or is this your second dose?
This would be my first.
Your first? Okay, so you just need your valid ID. As far as anything showing proof of work, it shouldn't be mandatory unless you work in, like, the healthcare, law enforcement or anything. You know, they just need validation.
I signed up under education, so do you know what I would need there?
Within education? Give me 1 second. Let me just make sure. I'm going to double check, make sure it's not anything else you would need to bring. Give me 1 second. Hello? Still with me?
Yes.
Okay, all you should need to bring is just your ID then. You'll be perfectly fine with just your ID.
Last question. I actually still, I've never gotten my Alabama driver's license. I still have a Georgia one. Do I need to show proof of residency or anything like that?
Proof of residency? No, because we currently have people who don't even live in the state of Alabama, like if they like are traveling nurses or something of that nature, if you're willing to take that travel or commute, you should be perfectly fine. Now, if you do have a local address, you know, that you're associated with, if you want to show proof of that, just in case that specific location has that requirement, that's perfectly fine. But your Georgia license should be fine.
Some locations have different
preferences,
different requirements than others.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Certain ones.
Would you know if I could call like my site directly, like the because I'm getting tested at the Northeast Alabama Agricultural Business Center.
Let me see if I can find their number. Do you know their number, or you need me to provide it for you?
Well, I couldn't find it. That's why I ended up calling this number.
Gotcha. Where is that located exactly, if you don't mind me asking?
It's in Rainesville, Alabama.
Okay. Northeast Agricultural.
Yeah, it's the Northeast Alabama Agricultural Business Center.
Oh, Northeast Alabama. Don't forget Alabama. Agriculture Business Center. You say Raintree?
It's in Rain.
Or
no,
Rainsville. I'm sorry.
No, you're okay.
Greensville, Alabama. Okay. 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And that, do you need me to give you the address and everything, or are you already familiar where to go? You just need the number.
No, I've got the address. I just don't have a phone number for them.
Okay. That phone number is...
What the requirements were. Go ahead.
That's perfectly fine. 256-638-1650.
So 256-638-1650?
Correct. Mm-hmm. Okay. And they're going to be open today until 4.
There, it doesn't show you there, like, what their requirements are or anything like that, right?
No, not that I see on their site. You might have to reach out just to be on the safe side.
No problem.
Yeah, I don't want to lie to you.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
No, I appreciate your help.
All right, no problem. Okay.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye.